Right now, if you're just tuning in, I think it's important that we get you up to speed on what we talked about on the program. It's time for Morning's Edition Cliff Notes. President Bush's recent claim that 10 Al-Qaeda plots have been thwarted includes plans that were just on Al-Qaeda's wish list and not fully formulated plots. It turns out that several of the plots had only been pitched to Al-Qaeda after producers at CBS's Without a Trace turned them down. Other items on the wish list included breathable cotton beheading hoods and access to the 90 virgins before the suicide thing actually happens. That's before it happens. Before. California set an execution day for a convicted murderer and gang member who was later nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to curb youth violence from behind bars. Stanley Williams helped build the Crips into a nationwide criminal enterprise that continues to spawn street violence more than 30 years later. For that, he was presented the American Business Award. If this execution goes well, California also hopes to put to death Jimmy Carter, the Dalai Lama, and Doctors Without Borders. Sex offenders in New Jersey will be confined to their homes on Halloween and forbidden from answering the door for trick-or-treaters. One sex offender said, quote, "I think it's unfair. At the very least, I should be reimbursed for the Michael Jackson outfit I bought, the carousel I rented, and the hot oil slip and slide I set up in my backyard."
Hey, man, that's my state!
Wait, hear this one. Sex offenders are not allowed to open the doors to trick-or-treaters. Unfortunately, the law doesn't cover them sticking something through the mail slot. Oh, no. Hey, mommy! What's that man doing? That's scary. But it's funny. All right, here we go. And that's obviously not funny. That's going to get me in trouble. It's not funny.
Wait, see?